Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. It's a great day out here in Western Oklahoma in the studio here with Gabe Edney today. Gabe, we've been talking about a lot of practical stuff, which is what we do around here. We want to make a practical. Our message, my books, the thing that we do are for the regular guy. There's more of us than there are the rest of them. You know what I'm talking about?
I hope there is, but I believe there is a lot more regular just people. And just to mention your book, you can go to andyrtaylor.com. Check out some of the books Andy has. We've been doing a reading, like an audio book, getting through the audio book of the
best kept secrets in the kingdom. And listen, I would say this too. If you want to get right now, get on the page of what God is doing in the earth. There's 20 keys in that book that'll help you. It'll get you moving in the right direction. You can find those on Amazon.
Yeah. And just going through that book with him as I'm doing the editing side, it is so down to earth and so real. Not even like you're reading a book. It's like you're just talking to somebody about something. The way that you wrote it is the way that you talk and the way that you feel.
Every chapter has stories of things that we've experienced down through the years that really helped to put a life on that, put the life of God in that, so people can practically adhere to these 20 keys and walk in them. It's easy to do.
Pick that book up on Amazon or just go to andyrtaylor.com. You get more information about that. So we're going to talk a little bit about moving into the awakening.
Oh, boy.
I know that we've talked a little bit about it going through. You even said it. We just said it in the last podcast. It's time. It is time. It's here. I just want to know from your standpoint is, when did you know it was time? When?
It's like I've said before, is I've been preparing for this all these years, 35 years. When I came to the Lord way, way back, I got saved in 74. I've told that testimony, got off away from the Lord for 10 years in 1984, November the 17th. I had an encounter with God that changed everything. And so I had the great blessing of being in a church that imparted that, you know what, the church is going to be a glorious organism, not organization. It's the church that has the answer for all these negative things that we see out in the world right now. That's what I believe and what I believe the Bible says. So I started getting this revelation, believing for it all these years, but started getting the revelation of the awakening a few years ago that it's happening now. It looks different everywhere. We talked about the Damar Hamlin thing and what I believe God said about that. Then we saw the thing that happened in Asbury, Kentucky. I did look up the reference between our last podcast and this one. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan Wolverines head coach, just won the national championship. They had 70 of their players baptized within this last year. Those things, I don't remember hearing these things to this degree. And there's a lot more of those stories going on out there, and even more stories like in India and Iran and some of these third world countries where it's really happening. Kind of embarrassing again. It may be at a greater rate than it's happening in America, but it looks different everywhere. And you got to try to think God's ways are higher than our ways and his methods are higher than our methods. And the reason that it looks different everywhere is the Father doesn't want us to try to copy what happened there. It has to be a move of the Spirit. So it looks different here. It looks different here in Trinity Fellowship than it looks at the University of Michigan. It looks different than it does. That was one of the overriding things the Lord was saying to me on that Asbury, Kentucky thing that happened there and went on for several weeks. People from all over the world came in there and got a touch. And I said, the significance of all that was not what happened there, because they finally had to pull the plug on it because the little town couldn't function. It wasn't geared to handle all these thousands of people that came. But the real benefit of what happened was not what happened there, but what happened with the people that came there and got a touch and went back to their home and their church and those kind of things. So those things are still happening. Those things that are being birthed, that are part of the awakening. And the awakening is an emergence of the kingdom of God. I talk about the kingdom of God a lot, and people might say, why do you talk about the kingdom of God so much? Because it's pretty important. And the word says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. But we've been talking about the kingdom for years around here, really initiated by my Uncle Jack Taylor, who has a book called Cosmic Initiative. You should get that. It's a great entry-level book on the kingdom of God. Of course, Miles Monroe, he's from the Bahamas. He died some years ago. Great stuff on the kingdom of God. We've been talking about it, learning about it for a long time. Now we're seeing it emerge, my opinion here, at a greater rate than we've ever seen it before. Not just here, but all over. Here's some things that I've learned about the kingdom of God. One is the kingdom of God already exists in its perfection and its fullness and in its completion. It already exists. It hasn't completely manifest or emerged in the natural realm. But every time, Gabe, that you pray for someone, every time you forgive, every time you do the right thing from God's perspective, every time you do even a little thing, those turns out are not really little things. But when you do those things, every little thing you do, the kingdom of God is manifest in the earth. And that's what's happening. The awakening is an awakening to that and those kind of things. It's a waking up of the human heart that God's doing it. We're just here to talk about it and to learn about it as we go. And I think I got this like early on last year, first quarter of last year, in one of our Wednesday morning prayer times. I felt like I heard the Lord say this: the kingdom is the new frontier. That didn't mean a whole lot to me at the start, but the more I've thought about that over time, I don't have a whole lot of more revelation on that, except here's what I believe. One is this generation has the opportunity to learn more about the kingdom of God, maybe than any other generation before our time. We'll see. The second thing is, I believe this generation has the opportunity to see the kingdom of God emerge and manifest in the earth. I totally believe this, greater than it's ever happened before. And that's happening now as we speak. Looks different everywhere. God wants this to happen everywhere, worldwide. And it really starts with leaders. And when we're talking about the church, it starts with leaders. When leaders get their hearts and minds focused on that and understand this is number one, God wants our heart. As we give God access to our heart, then he begins to do the work that needs to be done on our heart. He's conforming us into the image of Jesus. And we talked about how critical the timing is. Time is of the essence. And I'll say it again, we have time, but we don't have time to waste. And I think people around here are picking up on that, and they're changing and adjusting things based on what they believe God is telling them, which is really all of that's what we're talking about.
Now, when you say changing and adjusting things, what do you think are changing?
So if this is really happening as a leader, doing business as usual has to change. We have to change and adjust based on what God is doing. And again, we've been talking about for several sessions, several podcasts about hearing the Lord. It's not just optional now. It's mandatory now, especially that leaders hear the Lord and they adjust their household. So we're adjusting those kind of things. We're more intensive in equipping the saints. We're more intensive in encouraging people to open their heart. When I say the best thing, the smartest thing you can do is just throw the doors of your heart open. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." I use that almost every Sunday as a salvation invitation, but it's not just a salvation thing. So for leaders, we need to throw the door open on our heart, because judgment, the Bible says, judgment begins at the house of God. Now you can think about, and I've seen all these leadership emails that I get. There's some ugly stuff happening in the body of Christ right now where leaders are being exposed for pedophilia and stuff like that. And so that's part of that. But the other part of that is this: for leaders who are really eager, who are really given and really want to hear the Lord, I would say you could also fill in that word with a judgment begins at the house of God, that change begins at the house of God, shift begins at the house of God, adjustment begins at the house of God. And that's what we're trying to do based on what we believe we're hearing God say. And I say he's in a real talkative mood right now, because this is important. God is doing this, and anyone who wants to hear is going to be able to hear. But it starts with leaders, and then leaders imparting that to the rank and file of the whole body of Christ. Leaders in the body of Christ are not at the top ruling down like they do at IBM or Xerox or somewhere like that. We're on the bottom, serving from the bottom.
It's not structured the way we think that business is structured.
That's right.
Or the army is structured.
Yeah. We're servants.
We're servants.
Yeah. When I started getting all this revelation on the awakening, I wasn't hearing anybody else saying anything about it. Now I'm hearing it all over. And again, we're nobody, but we have made this stuff important, Gabe. When you're after that, when you're after the kingdom of God and you're after what it is that God wants, your church is going to only work really good if you're building it in a way you make the things important that are important to God. I think we've done that here. We're talking about those things. When God starts revealing those kind of things to people who really want it, I'll tell you, there's been so much adjustment in our elder group. There's eight of us. There's been so much adjustment in that. And nearly all of us are going through some really challenging times. And I've learned to see God in all those things because he's getting leadership. So that's judgment. It's not judgment like judging to condemnation or anything like that, but God is dealing with us, talking about our elder group, so that our hearts can all be correct and right and on the same page with what God is doing. Your leadership team can all be on the same page, but when we make it a priority to hear God, now, okay, what kind of adjustments are we going to have to make now based on what God is doing? So we've got more intent, more intentional. We've been this way for all these years, but we got more intentional on getting ministry in the hands of the people. He's given some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the building up and the edifying of the body and for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. And so the body of Christ is never going to be the body of Christ that God intended for it to be until we're all finding our place in the body and functioning there. And when we do that, there's a supernatural anointing on us that's above and beyond anything that we can do in the flesh, in the natural. There's a supernatural anointing to do what God has purposed for you to do. We're more intentional in that. That's making the adjustment. Judgment, adjustment, change, shift happens. And judgment begins at the house of God. So it's got to happen there. He has to have the church in a good place as he's dealing with people outside the church and dealing with their hearts. He has to get the church right before the church is ready to receive the people that are awakening to this thing that God's doing in their heart. It's happening. It's happening right now.
Are we in preparation? Is that what you're saying there? The preparation of the awakening. What you've been prepping for 35 years is the awakening that is coming in. Mm-hmm. And we're prepping we're prepping here at Trinity for the people that are going to be, awoke.
Yeah. But at the same time, we're doing it and we're still prepping for it. Mm-hmm. It's happening right now.
Yeah.
One of the things the Lord said to me is the kingdom is coming. It is coming. It's coming with you or without you. And so we made our choice on that around here. Yes, we're still preparing people for that because in the Bible Belt, it takes a lot of that kind of deprogram people away from the mindset of organized religion and how that's all it's always been like it's always been and it's the way it's always going to be. And not so. Everything's changing now. Everything is changing. It's hard for people who are in a religious mode, and I don't mean to be demeaning about that, but or even a spiritual mode, because we're so used to things being how they've been. Things are not how they've been now, Gabe. You look at the world. I've seen things in the last 3 or 4 years I never thought I would ever see in my lifetime or the lifetime of my kids or grandkids. So that's part of an indicators that something is happening. It's our job as leaders to figure out what that is and listen to the Lord. So we know what to do, how to do it, who to do it with, where to do it, and those kind of things. So we're desperate. And like I said, when my time with the Lord, nearly every time I'm sitting down with the Lord now, I'm saying, God, I don't know anything. I've learned a lot in 35 years, but not enough to get us to the next place. We have to hear the Lord.
Evil is moving at a faster rate. I believe that's
like never before.
And I believe that, like you said earlier in another podcast, he cannot get ahead of the Father. He can't. He just can't beat him. He can't throw the distractions. He can't throw all the things in front of us to get us away from what God is saying to us.
Mm-hmm.
The focus here is listen to the Lord, find your time. Mm-hmm. The awakening is here.
Yeah, it is here. The awakening is coming, and it's coming anywhere. Any little church with 10 people or a big church with several thousand, well, hundreds of thousands. It's a good time. God's handing that out. He's handing out blessings. And so we have to learn how to help facilitate that. Jesus said, I will build my church, but God's plan is to build it through people. So it has to be obedient people. So that's happening right now. The church, the true church is rising up, which is the facilitator. The church is not the kingdom, right? We'll talk a lot more about that in the future. But the church is not the kingdom, but the church is the facilitator of the kingdom. Because God has given me and others this revelation about the awakening, I'm not causing the awakening to happen in my family, my household, the church here. I'm not causing that. All I'm doing is telling people what's already happening in them, is defining for them what's happening in their hearts, in their minds and hearts right now. That's my job, my responsibility.
You've heard of preppers. You know what preppers are. You guys know
end-time
what preppers,
preppers
are. End-time preppers, yeah. things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
There's a different type of prepper here, being prepared for the awakening. I want to be a prepper for the awakening. I want you to not just prep me, just give me some ways to, some practical ways.
Practicalizing
it. Or just think of that, some of those things. I think we should talk about that more in the next podcast.
Yep. So I'll go back and say it again. I'll go back and say this. And this podcast is not meant to sell books. The best kept secrets in the kingdom is 20 keys to revitalize, bring life to your you and your church. And the reason I call it best kept secrets of the kingdom is those are things that are so totally obvious in the Bible, but the church has either ignored, hadn't paid attention to, hasn't focused on. Those things will get you in a place. And some of those things are, if we're going to get this thing right, then it's got to be biblically, right? One of those things is church government, how the church is supposed to be governed. There's a specific ways that the church is supposed to be governed. Now, well, let's don't jump off into that and unpack that whole thing now. The gifts of the Spirit. I think the first chapter in that book is the kingdom. It's one of the best kept secrets in the kingdom is the knowledge and understanding of the kingdom and how important the kingdom is and the fact that God is causing the kingdom to manifest in the earth. Now, he had us pray that, right? When the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray, he said, okay, pray like this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And he says, your kingdom come, your will be done right here as it is in heaven. And by the way, that's the first time in the Word where we're given permission to relate to God, the creator of the universe, just exactly like his only begotten Son, Jesus, did. Jesus is the one that said, pray like this. And so let your kingdom come, your will be done right here as it is in heaven. So we shouldn't be surprised that the kingdom of God is emerging. We don't know what it's going to look like. We have some idea because it's going to be of righteousness and truth and wholeness and holiness and those kind of things. It's really good to see, and I'm seeing that. I've looked for it all these years, and I've seen it, but never, ever at a rate and a level that I'm seeing it now. There is an awakening taking place, and so to be a good steward of that, the revelation that God's given me, and I'll say this to any other leaders out there who've been hearing this, maybe just in their mind or their spirit or whatever, is when God starts to talk to you about that and you lean into that and give that attention and begin to pay attention to what God is saying about that, one is it starts to happen in you, which is a key thing. And the second thing is you have an anointing to release that to anybody else. One of the things I've done and I've taught other people to do too over the last 4 years is anywhere I go at a leadership group I met with not too long ago, and wherever I go, if I go to another church, if I go to another town, I'm going to loose the awakening. I'm just going to say it out loud. Lord, I loose the awakening in this particular town. And so you have authority to do that. And it's happening all over. And we need to be a part of it, not standing on the sidelines, like I said, wondering which way did they go. There's going to be people who are going to be on the front edge of this move of God. That's what we have believed for all these years. That's what we've talked about all these years. And now it's happening. And it almost seems like the church is still asleep. That's one of the things the Lord said early on. The awakening is here. It's already here, Gabe. How that manifests, how it grows, how big that gets is going to depend on what the church does with it. Again, your original question was, what are some of these things that we can do? One is just give God your attention. Get somewhere where you can feel and sense the excitement that's going on because of what God is doing. It's not business as usual. It's not church as usual. Everything has changed. The church is slow to move. Sometimes that's a good thing. I said early on, I felt like Paul Revere when he rode through the streets of Boston. When the British are coming, the British are coming. The difference between my message about the awakening and Paul Revere's is the awakening's not coming. It's already here. And again, what the church does with it will decide whether it lasts a long time. I'm believing for that, or it'll be a flash in a pan. And I've said this over and over again. You can look at the situation in the world right now. If the true church doesn't rise up and rise up quickly, the human race is in for some dark, dark times.
I hear this. It sounds scary, but it's exciting.
Yep.
It is very exciting.
Nothing like it.
I think we can talk some more. There's way more to talk about.
Lots more to talk about.
You said something that really hit me in the heart was the spiritual gifts, the gifts that we've been given. Mm-hmm. And I know that we'll have to talk about that at some point.
But, sure.
We're going to get more into it. If you definitely about the book, if you want to pick up the book, you can go to Amazon. You can pick it up there. If you want more information about the Kingdom Cowboy, go to andyrtaylor.com. And if you like what you're hearing, tell your family and friends. Make sure and download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy, on your preferred platform. For Gabe Edney, Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next round.
See you next time.
Had a good time here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.